Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Scott, it's hard to imagine a party where the most important constituents can't vote. But that's exactly what we have with the Sandbox Party. Very happy to welcome in Judy Samuelson, CEO of Early Childhood Investment Corporation. Hi, Judy. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Tell us a little bit about the Sandbox Party. We've talked to you about this before, but the progress that's been made, and then we'll talk about a contest coming up.
I'm happy to talk about it. The Sandbox Party is, as you know, made up of early childhood advocates from all over the state, and we are opening the doors and inviting everybody to come and be part of it, and especially to be part of our Sandbox Party convention on August 26th at the Breslin Center. You know, the real purpose here is to create a united front among early childhood advocates who really advocate for many, many different things for young children, because there are so many things involved in the developmental and early education part of these young kids' lives that make them ready for school. And that's what we're all about. We're all united in trying to make sure we have kids who are ready for school in Michigan because of the vast implications of them not being able.
Judy, would you guess that the majority of voters get that, given the very difficult economic times? Do they still understand that children are the future?
I think people know it in their heart, but they don't act on it. I mean, we've seen lawmakers, and we've all had our heads patted many, many times by people saying, well, that's great and everything, but, you know, we don't have money, and we're just going to have to deal with that later. Well, you know, you can't deal with it later. These kids' brains are developing at the fastest pace that they will ever develop in their lives. The experiences that they have in their first 4 or 5 years are so fundamental to how they will be as adults, as citizens, as learners, that we just can't afford to pretend this isn't a today issue.
All right, I can't emphasize enough, this is a nonpartisan, non-political party representing Michigan's youth. And you have a video contest now that's pretty interesting. Some of the judges, very familiar names. But tell us about Sandbox Rocks.
Well, we're inviting people to make their own video and send it in, and about early childhood and the importance of early childhood. And, you know, we are getting things that are all over the spectrum of what early childhood is all about, and we're delighted that people are interested enough in this to participate, and the winner will be getting a video camera for future video making, and hopefully there will be lots of kids' faces in those future videos as well.
You have Susie Merchant, head coach of the MSU women's basketball team, Paula Cunningham, president CEO of Capital National Bank, and Jan Lockwood, former director of the Michigan Film Office, and they're going to be reviewing all these entries, right?
That is correct. It's a great group of people. They've all been terrific advocates on behalf of young children, and, you know, we're thrilled that they were willing to step up and take a look at these. So we're hoping people will just inundate us with lots of great videos for them to take a look at.
The Sandbox Party, being nonpartisan, non-political, still has maybe as much at stake in this election as any group. As you look at the way the primaries played out and the matchup for the general election, how involved will the Sandbox Party advocates be?
Well, we're going to make sure that when voters vote, they vote in an educated way. Our job is not to pick a candidate and not to say we are, as you said, nonpartisan, non-political, but what we are about is making sure we make informed choices. And what choices we make in this election will determine the future trajectory, at least for the next 4 years, if not longer, of investment in our youngest learners in Michigan. So the Sandbox Party is going to exist beyond the convention. Mm-hmm. There will be many things going on. Folks who are part of it are working diligently at the local level. And again, everybody come, everybody right. participates. It's not that there's a party chairman or it's not right. designed that way. It really is a big umbrella.
We're talking about an event at Breslin Center from 1 to 4 on August 26th. Judy, education is your business, but is it tougher sometimes to educate adults and the voting public than it is to educate school-age children?
It sure is. It's, you know, adults, I think the adults who are involved in this are really well-meaning, but I think it's very hard for them to sort of stop because they look at young children and they think, oh, we have time to fix these problems. Mm-hmm. But we don't. You know, Martin Luther King said that our lives begin to end the day we become silent about things that matter, and I think we've been silent for way too long about our youngest children. They are the future, but that future is all determined by what we do today.
Well, those who are interested can get more information from Michigan Sandbox Party, just the way it sounds, .com, and you are encouraged to stop by the convention as such from 1 to 4 p.m. on August 26th at Breslin Center, and you can get more information about Sandbox Rocks as well. Judy, thanks so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Judy Samuelson, CEO, Early Childhood Investment Corporation, talking about the Sandbox Party. When we get back in hour two, we're going to talk a lot about entertainment coming up for the weekend. But first, we're going to talk with Matt Costello, the latest Tom Izzo recruit. And it's going to be a crowded ship. We'll be right back with that and much more on Ebling and You, 1320 WILS.